Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us that, and we have a choice to make. Praise God. Like my wife often says, he didn't say be sad in it. He said be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. You're tuned into the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast with none other than your host and moderator, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, praise God, hallelujah, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, amen. And I am here today to bring you the Word of God. I am Pastor Terry White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Number 2 Church Incorporated in Lakeland, Florida. Our headquarters church is in Baltimore, Maryland, and again, we're the pastor, chief apostle, and founder of the ministry is Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God. Now, we honor our God on today because he's worthy to be praised. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless God's holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. And we honor, again, our great leadership and the leadership of the Holy Ghost, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, praise God. And we thank God for the woman of God. And we thank God for all those that are standing with her in our headquarters church, our number one church in Baltimore, Maryland. We bless the Lord for Assistant Pastor Mary Williams. And we thank God for Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. We bless the Lord, the Deacon Ty and Prophetess Loretta. And just everybody, all the rest of the members, amen, number one. We bless the Lord for all of them and the children, amen. Pastor Johnson, Apostle Terry, Prophetess Tony, everybody. All the family, all her children, praise God. And just all the family of God there, amen. And also, in the number two church here in Lakeland, Florida, I honor the great woman of God, my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord for her and all the saints of God that serve the Lord here with us in the number two church in Lakeland, Florida. Sunshine number two, we salute you. God bless you. Amen. We just are so blessed to be a part of what God is doing. And in this day, at this time, praise God, we're able to come before you with another edition of the Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this Wednesday evening. Praise God. And we're so blessed to have you join us. We want to say, before we go into a word of prayer, that prayer is much needed in our world today, and we want to make it a point to mention that we should always be praying. Amen. The Bible teaches us that man ought to always pray. Amen. So we want to always pray, and we want to pray specifically, and we want to pray the effectual fervent. Amen. Hallelujah. That effectual fervent prayer, amen, of the righteous that availeth much. So remember, we want to be in prayer, amen, as much as possible, praying intently for our world and just asking God to move, of course, the way only he can bless and keep us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Want to be praying for our government officials and that local government. It's very important. Many times we think about our federal government, which is important, of course, but we sometimes we forget about our local governments. Our local governance is super important to us. I mean, really hands-on, day-to-day, our day-to-day living, what happens in our cities, in our counties, in our different states that we may find ourselves in here in the United States. We need to make sure that we are praying and asking God to guide not only our federal government leaders, but our local government leaders. Amen. That God give them wisdom. Those ones that affect a lot of our day-to-day living and the decisions that they make locally, in your local locale and in mine, we don't want to forget that we need to pray for them as well as, of course, you know, we pray for the president and his wife and vice president and her husband and, you know, all the, you know, the federal leaders, you know, whether it be Congress, men or women, or senators, men and women. It, you know, we want to remember that our local governments are vitally important, that we pray for them as well. Praise God. And we want to go into a word of prayer and into our Blog Talk Radio broadcast scripture lesson for today. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer. Hallelujah. It is our great honor and privilege to be welcomed into your presence, Father. Hallelujah. And we say, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, we thank you, oh God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our King and our Savior, our kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. Touch lives everywhere. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the power to walk this life out through the power of Jesus Christ. And Father, we honor you and glorify you as we go into your word, that it will continue to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, that you would give me every word to say, and that we would be all be edified, and you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. Right now, we do also, Father, ask you to touch the families that's going through a time of bereavement. Touch all of them, Lord, each and every one. You know them name by name, Deacon Murphy and his family, the Shaver family, and the Ogburns and their extended family, and our family, my wife and I, and our extended family, amen, and just everyone, God, is going through loss of a loved one and in a time of bereavement or any type of loss, God, comfort them. Lord, you said that the Holy Ghost is the great comforter. Hallelujah. You have sent him to dwell with us. In us. Hallelujah. So we thank you today. We thank you for blessing and moving on the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the opportunity to come before you. And we want to say to you, word of God from Psalms 23, amen. Psalm of David, amen. Hallelujah. Very familiar. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, it is so powerful that we have the opportunity to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. And remember that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want for any good thing that he is that we need, that he is able to provide it, and he will lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. Remember today, hallelujah, that the Lord Jesus is our shepherd. we shall not want. We just want to encourage your heart with that. Praise God. Remember to pray, seek God's face. Hallelujah. And we want to say, Jesus love you, and so do we. And we bless the Lord for you here on from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Bye-bye.